Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Chasing Sunsets. I don't know if you guys have gotten into this one, but I definitely have. We'll be doing it for a couple more days, and then it's horror time. I mean, not that we're gonna just cut it completely, because, well, I mean, it is still in development. As of right now, I've got the newest version, which is 0.8. This version is 0.7B, but they've got 0.8A out now, so it's getting closer to that final 1.0. The game is not completed, so maybe we should wait? I don't know. That's up to you guys. If you want to wait, because you know how it is, you know, it'd be like City of Broken Dreamers, we have to wait on an update, or Being a Dick, where we have to wait on an update. So, that's up to you. I mean, we won't forget about it. We will continue, just like Being a Dick and City of Broken Dreamers. But, right now, we're he's on that home stretch, you know. It's like 0.8, so it's getting pretty close. And I'm sure a lot of shit happened since we're only on, like, the very first chapter of the game. But anyway, we can do a little bit, you know, and then kick it back when we have time, you know, because I don't know what some of the other novels are going to be. And some of you guys want me to return to Evenickel, which I am going to be continuing to do Evenickel when I have a chance. Cyberpunk had my attention, so we'll see. Anyway, Whispering River Lodge, Aspen, Colorado, that evening. You step into the crisp winter evening, drinking in the pure mountain air. It's funny how much I've changed since the first time I was here. Hold on, let me move that controller out of the way. I got a controller that lights up and it kind of fucks with my eyes when I'm trying to read. Alright, it's funny how much I've changed since the first time I was here. What felt frigid back then seems mild compared to K2 base camp. Strange that Ray sent me to check boundary markers at dusk, though. Like he wanted me out of the lodge for something. Fine by me, it's so peaceful just before the season opens. Almost on cue, distant laughter carries on the wind. Spoke too soon, is that Erica? Investigate. As you approach the frozen lake, carefree singing carries the ice. Okay, she's ice skating. And let me try that line again, guys. As you approach the frozen lake, carefree singing carries across the ice. Definitely Erica. In the fading daylight, you can make out Erica's lithe form gliding about effortlessly. She's got really good form. You watch her in silence until she notices you and skates in your direction. Daddy got you running errands in the dark? Grunts. Something like that. Odd hour to get caught up in the honey in his honeydew list. Next thing you know, he'll have you chasing the sunset. I don't mind. Keeps me occupied. Exactly what I need right now. What you need is to unwind a little. Come on, Grim, let's catch up a little. On the ice, I don't have skates. Just keep your balance. Seems like a really bad idea. Suddenly not a risk taker? That's not the Grim I remember. What's that supposed to mean? Erica doesn't reply, but she gives you a sly wink as she drags you onto the ice. This'll do. It's cold enough that the ice isn't as slick. Just try not to make any sudden movements. You're liable to break your ass. What could possibly go wrong? You know, I'm supposed to be checking the boundary markers. They're fine. Daddy just wanted some alone time with Mom. Guess having you around reminded him what happens when he takes her for granted. What? Oh, don't play coy. I know what you two got up to. How? Erica? Daddy doesn't know if that's what you're worried about. But he sure wonders. Mom didn't do the best job hiding her feelings when you left. She's been even worse at it since you got back. Daddy'd see through a brick wall in time. Erica, I was homesick, and she was so easy to talk to. That's no excuse, and it shouldn't have happened. Ah, Grim, you were younger than I am. She was an adult. What happened is hardly on you. Still, I knew right from wrong, and I knew it could hurt Ray. Funny thing is, after you left, Mom went into a funk. Daddy must have seen the light, because he stepped up his marriage game. Never seen them happier. That doesn't make it right. Maybe not, but you ain't no homewrecker. You smile ironically as you recall Fiona's divorce text from a few months back.
Oof. Yeah, we forgot all about Fiona, didn't we, folks?
Not today, anyway. Think fast. Out of nowhere, Erica skates into you. Lost in your thoughts, you're unprepared for the impact. Ah, shit! With nothing to grab onto, you both tumble backwards. Oof! Definitely not the little girl I remember. That'll leave a mark. Man, that ice must be thick! Guess I deserve that. And you definitely deserve that. I guess I did. Let's just lay here for a bit. Might be the last clear sky we see for a while. Yeah, Ray said heavy weather's coming. So I gotta know. Was Mom your first? Wow, straight to it, huh? Yeah. I think about that quite a bit. Young as I was, I could tell you two were getting closer. I remember watching you two playing chess in front of the fire from the balcony. Ah, you saw that, huh? Yeah, and I saw Mom lead you to her bedroom afterward. One of you left the door cracked. Awkward. From what I saw, Mom was clearly in charge. So I'll ask again, was she your first? No, but almost. Well, as you can guess, out here boys aren't exactly falling out of the rafters. You have a phone, right? Isn't there an app for that? Sure. You on it? What? No. Well, if you were, maybe I'd use it. Now let's get back before Daddy starts developing a whole new suspicion. Whispering River Lodge, Aspen, Colorado, the next day. Temperature is going the wrong way for midday. And those clouds don't look good. Hey, Ray, I'm on West Ridge right now. Grim, thank God you picked up. I've been trying to reach you for an hour. Yeah, reception's pretty spotty up here. What's up? Winter storm warning in effect. Blizzards come early. The girls are at Deer Park Cabin. I can't raise them, and you've got the snowmobile. Drop what you're doing and make sure they stay put. Got half a tank, I can get there, but it'll be a nail-biter getting back. Son, don't take any risks. Shelter in place. You see the first flakes of snow already beginning to fall. I'm on my way. Go. We'll be in full whiteout in an hour. Barely 2 bars of service. Fuck. That'll be gone halfway there. You kick the snowmobile into gear and tear off towards Deer Park. Deer Park Cabin, 45 minutes later. They look worried. Blizzard definitely caught them off guard. You ease the snowmobile to a halt. As you kill the engine, you hear nearby wolves howling. Wolves always sound sad, but these guys sound downright depressed. Grim, what are you thinking? This is fixing to be a whiteout. Ray wanted me to make sure you're safe. I grew up out here, Grim. Not my first rodeo. Thought wolves were extinct in these parts. You heard them, right? Parks and Wildlife introduced a pack out of Yellowstone about 2 years ago. Been thriving by all accounts. Ugh. So does the cabin have electricity? Firewood? Linda and Erica shuffle uncomfortably. That's what we were talking about when you rolled up. No electricity, plenty of firewood, but nothing to start a fire with. Lantern's battery powered. Won't last the night if we leave it on. There's some dry kindling inside. And enough logs for the night if we're careful. That's something anyway. Let's get inside and get that door closed so we don't lose heat. Even with the fire going, it'll take hours for the cabin to warm up. We can huddle up under a blanket and share body heat to stay warm until then. Is it my imagination, or did Erica brighten up just then? So what do we have, and what are we missing? We have a few bottled waters, but they must be frozen by now. We only brought a few snacks since we were planning on having dinner at home. And we ate those a few hours ago, so no food, I'm afraid. We're not going to starve before help arrives, or we can walk out of here. Besides, I still have a full lunchbox on the sled. We have shelter and heat then, but fuel for only one night. And the blankets on the bed. Linda blushes at the unspoken implication, but the gleam in her eye betrays her. We have a radio too, but it's receiver only. Battery's fresh. I'll tune into the ranger station so we can track the storm. Well, that's useful. The only question is how long we'll be stuck here. Ray seemed pretty worried. I wish there was a way to let him know I'm here and everyone is okay. He knows. This ain't our first night on the mountain. He was mostly worried the whiteout would catch us on the hike back to the lodge. He still doesn't know for sure that it didn't. He knows that if you didn't come home, you're with us, Mr. K2 Mountain Man. If you say so. Brr, temperature's dropping. We should get that fire started. I'll grab my lunch and the emergency kit from the sled. It has fire starters in it. I'll come with you and help. Erica, why don't you get started on the fireplace? Erica's eyes narrow suspiciously for a moment. Sure thing, Mom. Come on, Grim, let's unload the snowmobile. Better keep an eye out for wolves. Suddenly, Linda pushes you up against the cabin exterior and kisses you deeply. I get it, but do you want to be froze to death? Infidelity and freezing to death. I don't know, man. And cougars. The scent of her takes you back 5 years, but you remember her taste as if it were yesterday. Her tongue dances past your own with a hunger that takes your breath away. After lingering in the kiss for a few moments, she fixes you with a smoldering gaze. Been impossible to get you alone since you came back. Feels like my luck's changing. Erica's a very heavy sleeper. Yeah, about that. What? You know she saw us 5 years ago being intimate. No way! Yep, she told me last night. She's never breathed a word to me. Probably not exactly dinner table conversation. She's got an interesting perspective on it. You'll have to tell me later. Let's get this stuff inside before she comes looking. As you return with the supplies, you see Erica is almost done with the fireplace. Took you to a hot minute. Got lost on your way to the sled? We do say that around here. Don't sass. Grim, work your magic. It's starting to get dark. Yup. Ah, shit. What's wrong? Don't have my phone. Must have fallen out of my pocket when I got off the snowmobile. I'll go see if I can find it. You worry about getting that fire lit. It can't be far. I used this GPS to find the cabin when visibility went to shit. I definitely remember putting it in my pocket after I parked. I'll be right back. Erica waits until Linda closes the door. I could hear you two talking out there, you know. Sounded like Mom was trying to restart an old fire of her own. Erica stares pointedly at you. Remember when I asked you about your first time? Yeah. And remember when I told you I ain't got a lot of boys to choose from living way out here? Yeah. Read between the lines. What? Think about whether you'd rather fan an old flame or light a brand new one. Oh, I don't know, guys. This seems a little suspicious. I don't know about that one. Okay. Just give me 1 second. I'm actually moving the latest version of the game into a folder where I can do something with it. There we go. Right in there. Okay, so next time we play, we'll have the latest version of the game. I doubt much has changed. Think about whether you'd rather fan an old flame or light a brand new one. Because Mom's a heavy sleeper too. Ah, you heard that. The moment is interrupted by Linda entering the cabin victoriously, your phone in hand. You didn't drop it getting off the snowmobile. Damn. It fell right outside the door when we went to get the supplies. Thanks, Linda. You're a lifesaver. Thank God one of us is. Linda looks pointedly at the dormant fireplace. Why isn't that fire going? Deer Park Cabin, 12:05 a.m. As the storm rages, the warmth from the wood fire begins to win out against the chill. The tiny cabin soon becomes stuffy and the heavy blankets are kicked to the foot of the bed. You toss restlessly and ponder the words of Linda, Erica, and your sister from earlier, because of course. Well, this whole sleeping arrangement sounded a lot more awesome in my head. The appeal of sharing a bed with two half-naked women fades when you can't get comfortable. Linda was right about one thing, though. At least we're warm. The wind is still howling. Blizzard must still be raging. Chuckles quietly. They both talk a big game, but fell right asleep once the cabin warmed up. Erica didn't mince any words earlier. And there's a trip down memory lane. Yep, there's the trip down memory lane, buddy. Ugh. They're both amazing, and I haven't been with anyone since Fiona. And again, Jay's been on my mind a lot since I left Italy. Would I just be using them to avoid dealing with that fucked up mess? If I'm gonna make a move, I need to do it now or focus on falling asleep. Sleep with another man's wife? Or sleep with his daughter? I don't know. You probably have a better chance sleeping with his daughter than you would his wife. I don't know. I don't think he would like that too much. Let's not go with Linda. Because, it don't seem like it'd be a good idea to me. In spite of yourself, you find yourself reaching towards her. Your fingers trace the delicate contours of her shoulder. Okay, I don't really get what they want me to do. You caress the firmness of her thigh and supple, athletic ass. Well, I think behind would have fit better, you know, with such a... I don't know, this sentence... It doesn't feel that dirty. So it feels like you caress the firmness of her thigh and her supple athletic buttocks or behind, rear. I don't know. Ass just doesn't work that much. It makes me think of something else. I slap that ass! Erica moans softly in her sleep. Psst. Bed hog. I was wondering if you were just going to sleep on through. Probably should have. Nothing about this is a good idea. He who dares wins. Erica twists towards you to make eye contact. It's a pretty ballsy game with Mom sawing logs over there. Chuckles. Ah, she's got a cute snore. It's not what you think. There's something I've been wanting to tell you. Your hands were on my ass a minute ago. Is what universe is copping a feel, not what I think. Boom. Headshot. What? Never mind. What I wanted to say is that I haven't seen you as a little girl since I came back. I see that you become a woman. A very beautiful one at that. And without makeup, by the firelight. This is how I'll remember you. Erica turns completely towards you and pulls you into a sudden kiss. Her technique is inexperienced and eager, but brimming with passion. Boy, I feel like I should have some... I think I should have, like, who's the guy that does Jean-Luc Picard? I feel like I should have him read this. Like, that would be great. Her technique is experienced and eager, but brimming with passion. You know? I just feel like it needs that extra. So I have something to say to you, too.
Oh?
This is gonna sound pathetic. I doubt that. Her face is unreadable, but there's something needy in her eyes. I haven't done it before. You kind of made that clear in the beginning when you said there don't really have that much chance for guys out here where I'm at. Which is a true situation. Like, years ago, before cell phones and stuff. Who says we're doing anything? I do, or I at least plan to. Right now, with your mom practically spooning us. Well, it's like this. Ever since I saw you two fucking that night, I've carried it with me. It's been my go-to fantasy for a lot of solo flights these past few years. Me? Fucking your mom? You, no. I mean, I don't think about her like that. It was never about her. It was more about how erotic and twisted the whole thing was. My God, some women really think about that shit. Like, for real, for real. That's the turn on. I just had sex with a married woman. That's more shady than twisted. It's all about perspective. Don't you get it? Not really. An exasperated sigh escapes Erica. You were younger than me at the time, getting fucked silly by my mom. And neither of you knew I was there. It's the what and how, not the who. So, which part was the turn on? All of it. I can't get it out of my head. I think I see. Oh, by the way, the guy I was talking about was Sir Patrick Stewart. That's who I need. I need Sir Patrick Stewart to be reading those parts. If only, right? So this would be a turn on then, because your mom is right there? You run your fingertips over the thin fabric covering her mound, teasing her hidden cleft. God, yes! Her hiss is almost inaudible, but you flinch at the thought of waking Linda. And her not knowing how I was touching you, would that make this a turn on? Your fingertip slides beneath the hem of Erica's panties and brushes the soft flesh of her labia. Yeah, blah. Erica's eyes roll back as her skin erupts in goosebumps. Tonight, it has to be tonight, Grim, and it has to be you. Erica, teasing aside, I really do care about you. Really? You only get to do this once, and there's no do-overs. I don't even know how long I'll be here. I don't want your regrets on my conscience. Don't try to be my big brother or my boyfriend. You said it yourself. I'm not a little girl anymore, and I had this on my bucket list long before you rode up. I wouldn't change my mind even if you blew away like a fart in the wind when it was over.
Damn, typical woman. Southern women, they're stubborn like that.
You quiet her with a hungry kiss that she leans into eagerly. This will hurt a little. I'm a virgin, not an idiot. That was funny. You slide out of your boxers and Erica inhales sharply at the sight of your cock. Damn, it's like a sandwich. Ah, my God! Jesus Christ! Gently you position her beneath you, kissing her as silently as possible. You know, I always wonder when people say God and Jesus during sex, they're like, hey, y'all gotta come see this. Like, it reminds me of that old skit in History of the World Part 1, where the guy's over there taking a photograph of the Last Supper, and it's like, Jesus, and Jesus is like, what? He's like, Jesus, see, that's the problem. And Jesus is like, what? Like, he's saying Jesus. And Jesus is like, what do you want? Why do you keep saying my name? Gently position her beneath you, kissing her as silently as possible. Don't worry, we will get through this sex scene. Somebody told me this was Amish Sextember, and I'm trying, okay? The urgency of your earlier kisses fades into the languid exploration of each other's bodies. Slow hands trace contours and shapes in the flickering firelight as the heat between you builds. Erica's movements become increasingly erratic as her lust gains the upper hand. She involuntarily thrusts her mound against you while trying not to shake the bed. The tip of your cock brushes against her soft folds, becoming slick with her wetness. Grip my shoulder if you need me to go slower, or stop. Erica bites her lip and closes her eyes. You feel her body tense against you in anticipation. To your surprise, as you place the tip of your cock against her unspoiled slit, it parts eagerly. It's almost like she's drawing you in. You glance at her face to find her eyes open and lucid, staring right back into yours. More. Grunting softly, you press forward another half inch before you feel a slight resistance. I always wanted it to be you. I can't believe it's going to be you. With that, Erica's hands grasp your ass and pull you steadily into her. Erica utters a soft moan as her hymen tears, but her determination doesn't waver. She doesn't stop until you've bottom out in her incredibly tight, virgin pussy. Let's just stay like this for a minute. For a short eternity, the only sounds you hear are the winds outside and Linda's light snoring. Gradually, Erica's body surrenders to the intrusion and you feel her relax beneath you. Her vaginal walls continue to massage you involuntarily as they try to return to their normal state. I could die happy right now. The look on Erica's face is dreamy, almost blissful. It was everything I imagined it would be. It gets better. Not possible. In response, you lightly grind your pubic bone against Erica's swollen clit. Oh my God! As you continue to grind her gently, you feel Erica's entire body begin to shake. Coming, oh Grim, I'm coming! Shh. Slowly, you begin to move inside Erica, but her vagina seems reluctant to let you pull out. Oh, I had no idea. So good. A single tear forms at the corner of Erica's eye as her body lightly convulses. Grim, you're making me come again. As you move inside her, you lose track of when one orgasm ends and the next begins. Her soft panting against your cheek keeps tempo with your thrusts. Erica draws you into desperate kisses as her body surrenders to new sensations. Her body repeatedly shudders beneath you as she orgasms over and over again. At last, you feel her hand grip your shoulder. No more. I can't. Have you? Not yet. Can you? Yes. I'm on the pill since I was 16. It's safe. What do you want? Fill me up. I want it inside me. Gah. Fuck. Ricky. Oh, I can feel you. Getting bigger. You're gonna. Shh. You mash your mouth on hers as you come, groaning as quietly as you can into the kiss. She responds in kind, trying to draw as much of you as she can into herself. As you continue to fill her, her body tenses like a bowstring, and she draws a ragged breath. Sensing what's coming, you place your hand gently across her mouth to muffle her gasping. Simultaneously, your cock unleashes a torrent of cum into her hungry pussy. First time, huh? When it's over, you lay against each other contentedly. I can feel your heartbeat against my chest and down there. Soft giggle. It was my first time going all the way. There have been times that I've thought myself a fool waiting so long. So, what do you think now? Don't get a big head. I wasn't holding out for you. I was just waiting for the right guy. But it was you all along. You were the right guy. Storms passed. Snoring. Whispering River Lodge, late morning. It was a tight squeeze, but riding the sled home beats walking through powder any day. It definitely was a tight squeeze. 10 out of 10 would ride again. Shh, are you trying to get me thrown out on my ass? Oh, I am so fucked. We were running on fumes, surprised we even made it back. I need to gas the sled up. You better let Ray know you're safe before he has a meltdown. Thanks, Grim. Would have been a miserable night without that fire. And body heat. Linda's eyes narrow and she shoots you a suspicious look. Were you cuddling my daughter while I was asleep? I cuddled with both of you before the cabin warmed up. Survival rules. Don't make me show you mama bear rules. Get going. Ray will want to know I didn't leave a milfsicle back at the cabin. You ain't kidding. Probably best if you avoid the milf word around him, sweetie. He's got a fair bit of insecurity where you're concerned. Yeah, I imagine so. And I hear you haven't done much to help with that. Linda turns back towards the lodge and pauses, perplexed. I don't recognize that car. Doesn't look familiar to me either. I'll come inside when I'm done with this. Phrasing. Giggle. A few minutes later. Entering the lodge, you see an attractive brunette woman chatting amiably with the Millers. As promised, Ray, your two ladies safe and sound. Whose ladies? I really appreciate you rushing out to help and getting them home so quickly. No problem, Ray. I'm going to shower and turn in, unless you had anything pressing. Grim, our guest is here to see you. Oh? If we've met before, I don't remember you, Miss... Chapman. Mallory Chapman with the New England Globe. Oh, Miss Mallory. A reporter. Investigative journalist. I do televised segments for 60 seconds. You're the first celebrity I've ever met in person, Mallory. I'm freaking out a little right now. Oh, enough of that. I'm just me. I promise the celebrities I know would laugh to hear me called a celebrity. Erica, why don't we go to the kitchen and let Miss Chapman and Grim talk? But... later. But... not now. You watch with amusement as Linda and Ray herd their starstruck daughter out of the room. This is about my parents, isn't it? Indirectly, do you have a few minutes to chat? Her confidence feels practiced but not forced, cultivated to conceal vulnerability. Okay, so we're leaving there. Yes, it's 30 minutes. It's been 30 minutes. That's what we're giving you. We'll give you 30 more minutes. Again, we're not doing comics. We didn't do them last time either. I promise I'll get back to that. But probably with the horror comics. We'll go right into... not that kind of horror. Horror comics. I got several. We're going into it. Don't worry. Evil Ernie would be great for that, wouldn't it? Yes, I know it would. Anyway, let's go ahead and end it here. And we'll see you guys next time when Chasing Sunsets continues. And we have the newest version of the game. Which you can get at itch.io for just $9.99. Yeah, it's actually less money than I paid for lunch today. So there you go. You can have this thrilling, exciting, and really sexy adventure for just $10. Not bad at all. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll be out, and I will see you next time.